Dial M for music and catch jazz great Louis Satchmo Armstrong today at 5 o'clock.
Here she is. Here's Lucy. Here's Lucy, earthbound angel of mercy.
Oh, you want me to raise the bed up? Why didn't you say so?
Here's Lucy, the disaster-prone do-it-yourselfer. Here's Lucy, the all-so-inscrutable mama-san in disguise.
You're wearing this telecroft loop. Oh, what a mess. Always happen when daughter no wristen to mama. No communication. Generation graft.
Here they are. Lucille Ball, Gail Gordon, Lucy Arnaz, and Desi Arnaz Jr. Here's laughter. Here's Lucy.
Here's my co-host, Mr. Ben Gazzara. Our other guests include Maury Amsterdam, Jack Nicklaus, and Bobby Stevens and the Checkmates.
WCBS-TV.
Now the pale moon's shining on the fields below. The folks are crooning soft and low. You needn't tell me why, because I know. But that bat is bat this, do 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 this, da do da do zat. Very out there, do do zat. Yes. Good evening, everybody.
Dial M for Music presents a musical giant, a living legend, the one, the only, Mr. Louis Armstrong. And now, the host of Dial M for Music, Father Norman J. O'Connor.
One of the greatest men in American musical history, and he's going to demonstrate in the next few moments why, with all those wonderful reasons, he's a great man and a wonderful person and a tremendous entertainer. So don't go away, because you've got some wonderful moments coming.
That isn't ever afraid, he's a fool.
What? They're robbing the freight office. Hold it.
He's gonna be all right. I promise.
What about next time, Doc?
Call me a muttonhead. Just never you mind of calling me a muttonhead. You
Max, behind you, the balcony.
Man that isn't ever afraid, he's a fool.
There's only one Louis Armstrong. He's unique as a person, as a trumpeter, as a musician. Back in New Orleans, which was his hometown, Satchmo discovered very early, in fact, he was 14, his love for music. And one of his first professional jobs as a musician was on a famous riverboat called Dixie Belle. But by experimenting and developing new phrasing and techniques and styles, Louis Armstrong has created jazz history, created musical history. And he's been the inspiration for almost every well-known trumpet player around the world. And he's one of the most extraordinary geniuses of our time, a musical genius, a great man, a wonderful man. He's going to open with a tune which we didn't mention. He also writes music. And this one was written both the lyrics by him and a wonderful piano player by the name of Billy Kyle. And the tune is called Pretty Little Missy. Lou?
Thank you.
kissy, baby. Pretty little missy, give me them kissy, please. Honey, baby, so far I could really go for you, dear. Looking very kissy, little missy, have no fear. Speedy up, speedy up, speedy up, speedy up, baby, I can't wait. Pucker up, pucker up, pucker up, pucker up, baby, don't be late. Yes, pretty little missy, give me a little kissy, baby. Give me a little kiss, I'll be your loving kissing bow. Yeah! Blow it, buddy. Buddy, before you let the piano wheel in there. Randy's gonna blow a little for you there. It's clarinet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, speedy up, speedy up, speedy up, speedy up, baby, I can't wait. Pucker up, pucker up, pucker up. Don't be late. Oh, good little missy, give me a little kissy, baby. Baba doza, give me a little kiss. Kissing bow, yes. Give me a little kiss, I'll be a loving kissing bow.
This song was written for Louis by George Weiss, and when you hear it, you're going to see it's almost like a spiritual or gospel song. Louis does it so well in such a special way. Pops?
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, in the skies, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. So I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I said to myself, what a wonderful
In this computerized, organized, mechanized world of ours, where people are programmed, statistized, and codified, do you ever get the urge to staple, fold, or mutilate? Take comfort, America. There's still...
Go stand behind the mule.
Hee-haw. It won't change our world, but it may slow it down a little.
Now we have some material done by Tyree Glenn, who is supporting Louis, and I guess we'd call him the All-Stars, which
yes,
is what's always been the group.
Yes, my All-Stars, and such a thrill after so many months, haven't seen them, and to meet here today.
Day in great
that's
shape.
That's just like my birthday present to me.
Well, that's a great one. That's the way to
Tyree,
do it.
Tyree, Marty Napoleon, Joe Moreni, and
Joe Jones.
And
little old Al Hall.
Al Hall, I've been calling him Buddy Catchings.
Well, that's
so
a good
long.
Name.
Well, I mean, they got chops the same, you know, and I thought, sure, but they just Al Hall, you know.
All right, it's all right with us. That's the name of that tune, too, see?
And that's a good that's a good title, Chops the Same.
That's the name.
You know?
Go ahead.
That was Tyree Glenn and the All-Stars, and it's all right with everybody.
I think so, too, Father.
That's Pops, how do you, how do you keep spirit like this? Well, I was thinking that when you were singing the song Wonderful. What gives you all that feeling of...
The tune itself, I mean, I can see the story, all my tunes, I see the life of the story in which I live. They're like wonderful world. That's the way I feel. I love everybody in the world. And from what I experienced, they love me, too. Everywhere I've been, they're always glad to see old Satch and hear him play and sing for them. And I don't know, and even off the bandstand and everything, I meet a lot of fellas. They're glad to see me, and sometimes they get my name right. And
sometimes they don't.
But they're glad to see me just the same. A cat want to say, hello, Satchmo, and he said, well, look, old sacrifice. I know what he wanted, you know.
Where does Satchmo come from, the name?
From England.
From England?
Yeah, this a melody maker, Percy Brooks, who was editor at the time. I went there in 1932. I went over there on the Majestic, and we landed in Plymouth, and he was there that morning. Quite naturally, he'd been reading about my nickname. Everybody in New Orleans got a nickname. And my name at the time was Satchel Mouth.
Satchel Mouth, right.
Like a doctor's valise,
yes,
you know?
Right, yes, yeah.
But when I went over
it's
there...
so little.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe he looked at it that way. But here's the payoff. When he said, hello, Satchmo, I looked at him. I said, what'd you say, Daddy? I'm wondering, you know. So I asked my trombone player, I said, well, this cat called me Satchmo, and my name's Satchel Mouth. And that's when I found out, when the trombone player told me, he said, the man thought you had mole mouth. That's why they named me Satchmo. And I was stuck with it ever since, like Carbo and all them chicks. You know. Nice.
Pops, tell us a little bit about New Orleans. Why was it such, you know, I was down there recently.
Yes.
For a heritage festival and also kind of an anticipation of your birthday celebration,
right,
all that sort of stuff at the time. What was the mood? Were the people singing or was there streets?
Well, it's all,
or
I mean, from the levee, I mean, and the churches and the brass bands, funeral march. We had everything to love, and even had wagons advertising for a dance or something. Mm-hmm. One band played for one hall, and we played for another, and they meet on the corner where all the gamblers and people, you know, and they'd chain the wheels and blow for about 2-3 hours, you know what I mean? And they loved music, so everybody dancing all on the streets and everything. And we loved that. We'd take a body to the cemetery, playing a nice, beautiful march like Flea as a Bird or something like that, and everybody's sad, tears coming all out to the widow's eyes and things like that. But when we get to the cemetery and the Reverend say a little speech of ashes to ashes and stuff like that, then the drummer, who had a handkerchief under the snare during the funeral march, takes the snare out and goes vroom, 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 vroom. And that's when we played Oh Didn't the Ram, and all the second line, which is the Raggedy Cats, mingle all went to, with the Art Fellas and everybody else, and then getting ready to go back to the hall and open that keg of beer there, you know. They rejoice at the dead, what I'm trying to say.
Right, Pops, and the thing I was wondering too was why, you know, despite the poorness and the poverty and everything, what kept the spirit rolling with such...
Well, music, I mean...
Music was always the key.
Yeah, I was poor up this way many times, and if I could blow my horn and sing, you know, evidently I'd sing up something, you know, or play something. But
what'd you start out, on a cornet or on trumpet?
Well, started out on a bugle first.
You did, on a bugle.
In the
can you still blow it?
Yeah, well, it's the same. My
piece
is the
yeah,
same,
I know.
You know. And I used to had to blow all the calls and for them to go to bed and get up, you know, like in the army.
Yeah.
And they got a call called a mess call for where to eat, you know. Well, quite naturally, after I was there about 6 months, I got hip and kind of teased them a little and hold them up for 2-3 minutes, and you could hear them cats out, man, if you don't blow that bugle, I'll kill you. They want to eat now, you know. And I had a lot of fun and a lot of incidents in the orphanage where this boy came back on a horse. We out there playing baseball, and his name was Red Sun. Just got out about 2 weeks ago. So he come back on a beautiful horse, and we thought that was beautiful. He's working at a milk there in Algiers where Red Allen came from.
Right, Red Allen.
And
yeah.
Quite naturally, he had dinner with us and supper, and he'd get ready to cut out on the horse, and ooh, that was great. Stay happy, Red Sun, you know? 2 days later, they brought him back for stealing a horse. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Pops, we got to break for a second, so, you know, don't go away.
gentlemen, you are about to see the Glen Campbell Good Time Minute.
We're glad to have you with us.
Love and laugh and smile and weep it. Well, you've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness.
When you find yourself a man that has true grit.
My hands are fast, real fast.
Pop goes the weasel.
And I feel just like I've got to travel on. And we go through the years. Oh, we go through the years. Oh, we go through the years. Day by day.
You've just seen the Glen Campbell Good Time Minute. Sunday, see the Glen Campbell Good Time Hour.
We mentioned earlier that Louis wrote lyrics and he also writes good songs, and now he does one of them. It's a lovely thing called Someday.
Now someday you'll be sorry. That I was the one who taught you all you know. Your friend said you don't make me sing another song. Good luck may be with you, and may your future you won't fear. Dear, there won't be another to treat you like a brother. Someday you'll be sorry, dear. Look at your mama. Someday you'll be sorry for what they say. Baba do zat, where you treated me was wrong. Honey, I was the one who taught you all you know. Your friend said you don't make me sing another song. Mama, good luck. May be with you, baby. Just as a papa does that. And may your future you won't fear. Dear, there won't be another to treat you like a brother. Broken record. Take it, Tari. Take it, Tari. Take it, Tari. Take it, Tari.
Proves all the reasons of why we call him a genius, a great American genius of music. Hello, Dolly. Lou?
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis Dolly. Mighty glad you're back where you belong. Are you looking swell, Dolly? I can tell, Dolly. You keep blowing, still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying and the band playing. my old favorite song from way back then. So, show some snap, fellas. Find an empty lap, yeah. Darling, never go away again. Jazz audience with the father, and I just want you to know that Jack Battle is standing over there slapping us, and I want to let you know it's just a pleasant evening with Satchmo and his all-star, and I want to thank father, the staff, and all you good people. Thank you very much.
The students are from the schools of the city of New York. This broadcast was recorded.
Get off the hat.
I'm Roland Smith, and I'll be on hand with up-to-the-minute weekend news coverage, along with New York's largest news team. Join us for the last word.
Here is my co-host, Mr. Ben Gazzara. Our other guests include Maury Amsterdam, Jack Nicklaus, and Bobby Stevens and the Checkmates.
The Mike Douglas Show, weekdays at 4:30 on Channel 2.
This is Medical Center, designed for learning and living.
Inject.
Dramatic, personal, challenging.
Paul, it's a clear-cut case of operator die.
Medical Center.
WCBS-TV, New York.